What's up, everybody? Welcome to number two podcast of the week, the Mr. B Clothing Podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. I actually just got done hanging out with Timmy Sitzman and the boys down there at Mr. B Clothing at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive. Welcome in Adam Gray, voice of the fan, to the podcast. Gray, it's been months.
It's been a long time.
How are you?
I'm great. Iowa State's 8-0. Christmas is right around the corner. I can't complain. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good.
Can't complain. Kind of a hectic day yesterday. Today's kind of calmed down a little bit.
That's good.
I want to talk to you. We're going to get the fan voice of the fan reaction on junior college signees from yesterday. We're going to talk Hawaii and, of course, the Diamond Head Classic coming up this weekend. We got some game watches going down, and we're going to talk Christmas, all that good stuff. You going anywhere? What are you doing?
No, I'm staying in town. My family's
in town. Yeah, because everybody, there's like a million Grays and they all live in Johnston.
We all live within 5 miles of each other. I got four brothers and a sister, and
you guys are like, everybody loves Raymond. You all live right by each other.
Except we actually like each other. I didn't watch much of that show, but it seemed like they was kind of hating on each other a little bit.
You didn't watch Everybody Loves Raymond?
No, I didn't. Ray Romano doesn't do much for me.
He is a sports columnist
on the show.
Yeah.
So that's why I should watch it?
He's a sports columnist.
Okay.
His mother loves him.
Okay.
His wife hates him.
So it sounds a lot like you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You played right into it.
No wonder you love the show.
Oh, I love that show. It reminds me so much of my life just from the standpoint of my wife just gets so annoyed with me just like his does. I mean, I swear like 90% of the time my wife hates me. I don't know why she's still with me.
I think a lot of guys could probably say the same.
Yeah.
You know.
Does your wife hate you?
Some days.
Yeah.
I think today she loves me.
That's good.
Yeah, I think today is a good day.
It's a relief. Okay, so Christmas coming up. Clones are in Hawaii. You want to talk football or basketball first? It's completely up to you.
Hey, it's your show. I just joined.
Let's talk football first.
All right.
Let's talk football first, because they had these four guys signed yesterday. And you cracked me up. I was giving you crap over beers last night, because Gray is the type of guy who, you know, he scrounges YouTube for these highlight films. And, like, I mean, it could be highlights from a guy's, like, sophomore year of high school.
I break down tape, absolutely.
And Gray's all over. I mean, I don't like his foot speed. You know, this guy, he's got Mac foot speed, not Big 12.
I got a hot board where I rank by the prospects in my house.
He's like Kuiper. He's got the big board. And I can't do that. Like, you know, there was a time and a day where I would do that.
Yeah.
Where I was fairly, when I was doing the scout.com site. It's frankly, I find that nauseating anymore. I just, let me see what they do when they get here. I'm kind of that route.
Okay.
Just because I've been burned by so many of these guys over the years. But nonetheless, you do have a good eye for this stuff. I'll give you credit there.
Sure.
So I want to pick your brain, the voice of the fan, on the four guys who signed yesterday, and then I'll give you my take.
Okay.
Guy who gets me, I'm a little bit intrigued by this Wendell Taisi.
Yeah, I don't know how to say his name.
Taisi.
Big boy.
He is 6'5", 357 pounds. Let me pose this to you.
Yes.
Iowa State offered him late in the game last week.
Okay.
To quote Paul Rhodes from yesterday, he was 357 pounds of best player available. All right? He's 357 pounds. He's 6'5". He's a junior college prospect in California. Why didn't this guy have more offers?
Tell me if I'm wrong on this.
It says, Chris, here on the release, just for folks who don't know it, Kansas, Fresno State, Cincinnati, and Texas State.
Decent offers.
Are they legitimate offers, though?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
You have to ask the kid.
Listen. I see here, especially since he's coming in the spring, this to me smells like a flyer on a guy who could have a massive upside, but we just don't quite know if that's going to occur.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, and he has size, and that's on the offensive line, especially this year. You look at our guys, and they were undersized for an offensive line. He's obviously the extreme on the other side.
That's
at 357 pounds. I would imagine they're probably going to try to drop 20, 30 pounds off that guy, get him playing around 330 pounds.
What if they move him to defense?
Be like an Atuba Rubin was for Iowa State?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe he's not quick enough.
If Brandon Jensen leaves?
Yeah. Maybe they do, Chris. Maybe they do. He's got to be quick, though. You can't just be
big. You got to be a different type of hombre to play defense.
Yeah.
It's harder to play defense, in my opinion.
I think you have to have a little quicker feet, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I mean, it's more of a – you got to be more athletic
yep.
to play on that side of the ball. But, I'm you know, listen.
He looked
if
powerful.
If Jensen's gone, let's don't pee on my porch and tell me it's raining here. That's a huge loss.
That is a huge loss. I mean, you're losing a starter from the defensive line.
That is the – of all the crap going on in recruiting right now, that's number one on Paul Rhodes' big board to get that kid back, anything you have to do.
Yeah, I agree. That's because a huge recruiting pitch.
You don't get defensive tackles. You don't listen, Iowa State doesn't recruit – very rarely recruits defensive tackles who are ready to come in and play. You saw that with Rodney Coe.
Yes.
Completely different player at the end of the year.
Correct.
Than he was when Iowa State kicked off against UNI. So what you got to do is you got to develop the guys you get.
You got to build,
and what the hell did they do with Brandon Jensen? They developed him to a pretty good player.
Yeah,
you can't let this guy walk away in his fifth year.
I just agree, can't do it. I agree, Chris. I hope Paul can talk him into sticking around. And you know, if he does stick around, I think our defensive line next year, especially defensive tackles, is pretty set.
I think the D line could be middle of the pack, Big 12. When's the last time you could say that about Iowa State? 2005,
probably.
And they were probably arguably the best. Arguably,
yeah. Was that Sean Moorhead?
Moorhead, Berryman, Curvey. Who was the other guy? Leaders?
Leaders, yeah.
Ooh,
that was a good line. It was a good line.
Nasty group. And then the linebackers were McKenzie, Bowen, and Carper.
That Carper kid wasn't worth a shit, but... I'm sorry.
You can't say that word on the podcast.
I can't?
No.
Oh, I apologize.
It's okay. We're actually going to leave it in. I'm not even going to go edit it out because it's...
I apologize
if you're driving to your Christmas and our sales director just dropped an S-bomb on the Mr. B Clothing podcast.
And I apologize to Carper as well. He was a heck of a Big 12 linebacker.
No, but okay, so back to the point at hand. This I'm actually looking at the phonetics here. It's Ty S.A. is how it is pronounced.
Ty S.A. I'm excited about him, Chris.
Well, I am too. He's a guy. Listen, we know about the defensive issues needed. This is I was just kind of like whatever.
Yeah.
Until Rhodes dropped that best player available line. Yeah. I like the best player available line.
I agree. Because most people looked at it. They didn't think we needed an offensive lineman coming
in. No, this one blew me out. I didn't know they were going to get this kid.
I did not either. It surprised me. I think he's got 3 years to play as well, which is a positive. Am I right on that?
I do not know. He's a junior. He has 2 years.
But I believe he didn't play this last year because he hurt his arm.
He's listed here on the release as a junior, so perhaps it's a deal where they could go and
get an extra year out
of
it.
Who knows? But he's listed as a junior in Iowa State's release.
He looked like a very physical player. They're going to have to work on him coming out a bit lower when he comes out of his blocks. This is me breaking down the video.
Yeah.
I mean, call me Mel Kiper again.
Christmas.
But, no, I think he's got size. We don't have a lot of size right now on the line. I think let's be honest. Offensive line is the same as defensive line for Iowa State. You got to build it up. We're not getting guys coming in as freshmen that are going to just come in and be
same with
animals.
Campos. Campos probably won't play that much next year.
I would imagine it'll be second string, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, but like just because he had four stars next to his name, it's a whole different world when you get in the trenches.
He's got to put on 50 pounds of strong like muscle.
I think he's going to be a fine lineman. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But he's not
playing over Jacob Gannon.
No, or Brock Daigle. No way.
Yeah,
he's not going to start over those guys. Those are men.
They're
you know, Jake's got a...
They're 4 years older than him.
Yeah.
I mean, 3-4 years, so...
That's why Jensen's such a huge loss.
Yeah.
Even Crick. I mean, Crick's a walk-on, but for gosh sakes, you've had time to develop that guy. Pierre Aka, you know, I don't know what you're getting there. He was hurt all year.
He was hurt. Devlin Cousins looked good in
Cousins,
the year.
Cousins was actually playing more than Jensen.
Yeah.
Right towards the end. See, that's something that a lot of folks haven't realized, that... Cousins was actually, he wasn't starting, but he was playing just as many, if not more, snaps towards the end of the season.
And looking good doing so.
Yeah, but it's the depth factor.
Yeah.
It's always the depth factor. Favorite quote of the day, Paul Rhodes on Wendell Ty S.A. This is what it says in the press release, the first line. Wendell Ty S.A. is a large human being. Thanks, coach.
That's it.
That's my most intriguing prospect from yesterday. I think the prospect perhaps in the entire recruiting class not named Alan Lazard could be Devron Moore.
I will agree with you. Position of most need.
Yeah, and you know what? I did look at his tape.
Yeah.
I tell me a reason why that guy can't play in the Big 12. He's got everything.
He starts from day one at Iowa State. I don't think there's any question about it.
Yeah, and I don't know how big of a drop-off there will even be. I think he's a good player.
Well, you know, the one thing they said about Jaquiss Washington, really smart player, but Rhodes said it over and over again, he's not a very good athlete. He's not very fast.
He's worked his butt tail off to get to where he
was
at.
And that's not a knock on him. You should actually give him credit for getting everything he had out of his ability. So I think if this kid can come in and he can be a smart player, he's got physical tools that maybe we didn't have at the safety position last year. I don't want to say upgrade. I don't think there's going to be a huge drop off next year
because frankly the secondary wasn't very good this year.
No.
And I don't really blame Jaquiss for that. I think a lot of it, from what I understand, when they would go through and watch film, is Jaquiss overexerting himself to clean up other people's messes.
Yeah. Well, he had Knott and Klein in front of him that he didn't have to worry about where they were at. He could just go and kind of be where he needed to be.
He had a raw, true freshman corner in front of you for half the season, who got better in Nigel Tribune. Got a lot better. He's going to be a fine player.
I love Nigel Tribune.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time since I've been that excited about a kid
on
defense.
Since maybe Leonard Johnson.
Yeah. No, that's a fair comparison.
Yeah.
Really is. So, Devron Moore chose Iowa State. I don't know about these offer lists that they throw out. It's like if they've even been mentioned with the school that they get put on this list.
Well, the list, though, they're getting better. No longer, absolutely. We're not beating out Idaho or Louisiana Tech for schools anymore. I mean, we're beating out some Big 12 schools.
Yep.
And Moore had
offers from Wisconsin.
And I'm going to go back and I'm going to say something. You made the comment where you want to see how they are when they get here, right? I get where you're coming from. But let's be honest, recruiting is everything.
No, absolutely.
I mean, you got to get players in here. So does it matter if I follow these guys? No, they're not going to be better or worse if I break down their game tape. But I mean, I like to see who's coming in here because
I know what you mean.
I
totally get it. I just, man, over the years, I've just seen so many really good tapes and then they get hit by a Big 12 defender and
they get a little slower, don't they?
You know what? And like I always said there's two tapes that I've watched that stood out to me. And I watch them all. Don't get me wrong. I'm not watching these things. Yeah. I watch them. It's just Nigel Tribune's tape wasn't great. And he was the only true freshman who came in and played and was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I thought. I'm just saying there's not a huge correlation between the two I've seen.
And let's be honest. They're highlight tapes.
Correct.
So they're showing the best plays that these guys made all year.
Chantrell Johnson's was the best tape I've ever seen.
It was. And to be fair to Chantrell, he could have been one of the best running backs he's had if he stayed healthy. So,
I agree with that completely.
I mean,
and I thought Sam Richardson's tape.
I loved Sam Richardson. Best quarterback highlight tape I've seen at Iowa State.
So that's why, like, there's a lot of, is Sam going to transfer, yada, yada, yada. Somebody asked me that yesterday, a colleague of mine, and I said it'd be a damn shame if he did.
It would be a shame.
Because he's a Big 12 quarterback.
He is.
I truly believe that. And I think that Grant Rohatch is, too. I think that they have some nice quarterbacks. They just this whole culture we live in now where, you know, a guy gets beat out at the end of the year for one reason or another, and all of a sudden fans just assume he's going to transfer because of that. I'm not a big fan of that.
Where's he going to transfer? Does he look at himself and say
he's not an FCS player.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a Big 12 player.
A lot of these kids have, let's be honest, they have big egos, as well as they should.
Well, and they get told how great they are from the time they're 10 years old.
Yep. And so the thought of them going and playing at UNI, absolutely not. And so Sam's not going to transfer and sit out another year and only have 1 year to play to go somewhere else.
I will say this, and this has nothing to do with Sam Richardson people, so don't read into it. But I'm looking at our trusty scholarship chart.
Yeah.
At CycloneFanatic.com. And I have not updated it to get the Dale Pearson commitment on board yet. You get 85 scholarships. Right now I have Iowa State at 88 for next year.
Oh, really? Hmm.
That's including the class, and they're planning on signing 2 to 3, maybe 4 more.
So you're going to have
somebody's got to leave. You know, there's got to be some people who are on their way out. We just don't know who. And I have a feeling if it was a guy like Richardson, it would have been that's out by now.
I don't know. You would know better than me.
I don't know. I don't want to speculate on
this. I hope not, Chris.
I just use Richardson because it's been talked about so much.
Yeah, it has been.
I think it'd be a shame because I think if one thing Sam should have learned the last 3 years is that just because Grant had a good end of this does not mean that he will not play.
No, and it'd be nice to see both quarterbacks get a chance to play with a competent offensive line around them.
Dude, that offense could be good next year. could be really good next year if they make the right hire, they do the right things.
I'm sticking on my 7-8 win prediction. I'm sticking with it.
I think 7's realistic. Eight would be a fantastic year, obviously.
Oh, it never happened before.
Yeah. Well, not in this era.
We've won 9. I don't think we've ever won 8 games.
They won 9 with McCarney, but that was, you know, you had 4 non-cons.
Yep.
You didn't play Oklahoma and Texas.
Our schedule was really soft that year.
Yeah. They should have won 10, that 2005 team.
Should have, yes.
This is a good story for you fanatics listening. We were having beers last night with Adam Carper, our friend who was on that team. And, boy, you bring up that year and just it kind of gets silent.
He ordered another beer really quick.
Oh.
He said, give me another one.
Boy, talk about a talent. That was the best defense I've ever seen at Iowa State.
That was. It was a great defense. I'll tell you what.
Can you think of one that was better? What, Behrman got like 5 sacks against TCU that year in the bowl game?
I would like to have seen last year's defense, if Jake Knight was healthy. Again, the offenses now in the Big 12 are so much better than they were back in that 2005.
True. Yeah.
They're a little bit more dynamic. Points are scored. That defense was still better, though.
Oh, man.
Because the defensive line was better.
Defensive line was...
Yeah, you're right.
We've already established one of the best in the league that year.
Yep.
Oh, there's so many heartbreaking games. All right, let's move on. Got a couple more guys just so we can get on to basketball for the folks who aren't nuts about recruiting. Gabe Luna, defensive line, 6'1", 245. This seems like a depth guy to me.
Yep. He seems like it's Sam Tatuola or however you said his
name.
No,
I'm not going to go that route.
I will. I will.
That's pretty strong.
What's wrong? But there's nothing wrong with having
guy. He'll play more than Sam Tatalo did.
But that's just because no one got injured.
We just killed that guy's name twice.
Just
killed it twice. Neither one of us were even in the ballpark right there.
People know who we're talking about.
But that's, you know, a third string center who never plays. You don't know
his second
name.
Third string, wasn't he?
This kid will play more than that.
Just because you rotate in
DeAnne's
more than...
Yeah, play like 10 linemen if he can.
To me, he seems undersized. He had 3 sacks in junior college. He's not a guy that gets after the quarterback. They say he's a run-stopping defensive end. I refuse to believe a guy at 6'1", 240 pounds is a run-stopping defensive end. I don't buy it.
Nonetheless, he had offers from Cal and Texas Tech.
Great. I hope he makes me eat my words. I really do.
When Rhodes kind of compared him to Corey Morrissey, I got a little bit concerned.
Corey Morrissey's 6'4", right?
Well, 6'3", 6'4". Corey Morrissey's that's one of the most incredible stories that I've ever seen.
Kid works his tail off.
Yeah. And I don't know. Hopefully Gabe Luna has a motor like that, and that's why Rhodes said that. And if that's the case, the reason I say it concerned me is because the reason Corey Morrissey's able to be honorable mention all Big 12 is because he is perhaps the hardest worker on the team.
Yeah.
So to be compared to that, I mean, that's either a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
And we'll find out. Because if he works that hard, then he'll see the field.
Oh, I agree. Like I said, I hope he proves me wrong.
Well, hopefully, and a lot of these guys, too, it's always difficult. When they come in the spring, what's a Big 12 weight program going to do to this guy? You know, he's always going to be 6'1", but what happens to the 245, though? Because if you get him up to can he get to 265? I don't know. I mean,
not at 6'1", and be at
certain the guys are different, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because he's obviously not a speed rushing guy. I mean, he had 3
correct.
Sacks. So maybe you do. You say, hey, we want you 265 because we really
maybe
want you to be able to take on a
long yardage situation guy. You bring him to the inside. I don't know. There's different things you can do with these guys.
Yeah, get creative.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it's a warm body on the defensive line. That's what's important here.
And let's be honest, I think we're thin at defensive end. So any defensive ends we can bring in here, I guess, is a good thing. But
Jordan Harris is a linebacker. He led junior college in tackles last year. I truly believe that this wasn't coach speak, that this is an under-the-radar guy who, for one reason or another, didn't get the offers he deserved. And I think Iowa State got a steal here.
Yeah, I think he's another Jeremiah George. I mean, similar size. What is he, 5'11", 235?
233.
233. You know, he's probably one of those guys who, like Jeremiah George, didn't get a ton of offers just because he is a little shorter in stature,
mm-hmm.
where Iowa State will take him and say, you know, we'll take him, we'll make him into an all Big 12 player.
I just like the 124 tackles, 79 of those were solo.
He's got nose for the ball. Love it. I'm excited about him. He'll start.
I'd be shocked if he doesn't start.
Yeah, he'll start from day one.
I mean, he's got Alton Meeks, but yeah, Kane Seeley.
Which is a little surprising we didn't see Kane Seeley. Just get some sort of snaps this year.
I think Kane will be all right. I just think he's more of like a guy who will junior-senior season type guy.
Is he a middle linebacker? Is that where they...
Right now, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Let me double check on that.
I just would have thought at some point maybe they would... Because we were struggling on the outside linebacker position this year. Luke Knott goes down with an injury. Javon Miller was kind of struggling. I kept waiting for them to maybe say, hey, Kane Seeley, you're going to go to the outside, and we're going to try to get you some snaps. Yeah. See how you do. It never happened.
Kane's in the middle.
Yeah.
6'1", 241 is what he's listed at.
He's an ex-wrestler. Yeah. I know they like those wrestlers.
I'm not ready to write Kane Seeley off yet. I think he's going to be a...
Maybe.
I like his... He's one of those... The development guys,
yeah,
that we let out the podcast about.
You got to have them,
and you got to stick with them.
Yep,
you can't. I had a guy call in and badger me about Kane Seeley on for the post game for some reason. It was really a weird call, and I'm like, dude, he's a redshirt freshman.
You can't really call a kid a bust or anything. Redshirt junior senior year.
The one kid I've heard good things about is Brian Mills.
Yeah, small, undersized guy, but the way that we're playing Big 12 offenses, they'll probably have him be outside linebacker. And
Wally's the one who brought that up to me. Wally Burnham himself. He and I didn't bring. It's not like I said, "Hey, Wally, what do you think of Brian Mills?" I asked an open ended question. Who's a red shirt that's got your attention? That's who he came up with.
What do you think about Chris? What do you think about having 5'11", 6 foot linebackers?
Well, I think that you have to be realistic.
Because we're Iowa State? Is that what you're talking about here? Or?
Not because you're Iowa State, but because you're Iowa State and you've gone 6-6, 5-7, 6-6, 6-6. You want to start getting the 6-3 boys, win 8 games.
I get that.
Or you got to get them the JUCO ranks. I wish Iowa State would go 7-10 JUCOs every year.
I completely agree with
that. I don't know why. It's taken so long for anybody to figure that out.
Especially now with Iowa Western in our backyard.
Yes.
There's no reason we don't get 2-3 kids from there every year.
Well, and now that you've had a coach for 5 years.
Yeah.
Because I asked Paul point blank yesterday, you know, it was during this press conference deal. And it was kind of echoing off of what I wrote last week for the Register about the 7 JUCOs he signed in 2010.
Yeah.
There were some contributors. They weren't all busts. But... And then I compared them to last year's, where all three were three of the best players on the team.
Yep.
And he talked about how, you know, it's all relationships and how when you've been a place long enough, you have time on your side because of that.
Yeah.
So now I'm looking at these guys who we just talked about and probably a couple more coming in. And I'm like, this is the evolution of the program. So next year, I just don't see why Iowa State shouldn't get 5-10 every single year, especially now that they're evaluating the JUCOs better, their relationships are better. You shouldn't JUCO recruiting as a whole is an inexact science. I understand that.
Yeah.
But they're obviously getting better at it at Iowa State.
And JUCOs help out with your misses, because let's be honest, what you said at Iowa State, you got to build up these kids that come from high school, but you're going to miss on a couple.
Absolutely.
There's going to be a couple that don't pan out, so all of a sudden they get to be sophomores, and you say, you know what, junior, senior year, we don't see them really stepping up. We got to go find a middle linebacker. We got to go find a safety. I love the game plan. I hope we continue doing it.
Well, and there's a reason why these kids keep going back to Bill Snyder.
Because they win.
They win, and they're successful, and they have NFL careers a lot of times.
Yeah.
There's a reason why Fred Hoiberg gets every transfer out there that wants to play some ball. Because he's proven he can do it.
Yep.
Having EJ Bibbs be all Big 12 is a nice little coup. You know? Send one of those guys to the league. Yeah, that's how you start to get their attention. They got to start, though. These guys don't like coming in and, you know, redshirting and all that jazz.
Well, I know that I've heard recruits talk about Nigel Trebian, too. He came in as a freshman and played. So if I come in and work hard, I can play as a true freshman at Iowa State. Now, obviously, you can't play all these freshmen, but I think stuff like that you can sell to recruits.
Absolutely.
Very similar. But
do you – okay, so you – let's move on.
What are we talking about now?
You were all been out of shape last week.
Where are you going with this, Chris?
Well, so let me set the stage for you. So Gray now, he's a fan just like all of you, okay? Gray's awfully vocal on Twitter. What's your Twitter? Let's get you some followers.
CF Sales Adam. Yeah, it's kind of pathetic.
What is it?
CF Sales Adam.
Okay.
ADAM.
And... So apparently after the Iowa State women's basketball team just dominated Iowa last Thursday.
Beatdown.
You had some not so kind opinions about Lisa Bluter and her full court press at the end of the game.
Yeah, I just called it classless. I just, you know, I was
classless.
JV stuff going on there.
And so I'm up working late that night, and I noticed that Adam's on Google Chat, and it's like 11:30 or something, and I'm like, what the H-E double toothpicks is he still doing up? It's usually just me that hour. And so he's like, man, these Hawk fans are getting really personal with me on Twitter. I'm like, oh, Lord, I've been there, done that. So apparently they did not appreciate you calling out their women's basketball coach.
Fanatics that are listening to this, do not call Lisa Bluter classes because you will get attacked by Iowa fans.
They just swarmed at
they
you.
They did. They came, they were nasty. They were. I mean, they were getting personal with me. They were getting personal about Cyclone Fanatic, the number one website in the entire United States. And, you know, I even had people that I lived next to in college, you know, that were Iowa fans call me a poser on Twitter. A little, five-foot-four chubby piece of crap calling me a poser.
So, you lived in Iowa City, but you did not go there.
I did not go to Iowa, no. Here's a story. I went and played baseball at Illinois Valley for a year, right? And I was terrible.
Illinois Valley is just a powerhouse, aren't they?
You know, we were ranked top 10 in the country. Thanks for pointing that out, Chris. We were pretty good. And so, you know, I went there. I had a little bit of a Rick Ankiel disease. And at the last second, I decided I wasn't going to go back and play baseball. My coach ended up leaving and going to another school. So about 3 weeks before my sophomore year, I had to find another school. Well, my roommates or high school buddies were going to Iowa. They had an extra room for me. I said, I'll go to Kirkwood there in Iowa City and I'll live with you guys. So I was there for a year, right?
Okay.
So then I get these Iowa fans saying, oh, this guy's not even an Iowa State fan.
There was one guy who you knew.
I got along with great in high school.
He started jabbing at you then.
He did a little couple jabs, yeah. Saying, oh, this kid's a poser. He went to Iowa. I didn't go to Iowa.
What do you think about that when fans are unruly to media members? Because in their mind, you're in the media. You're not really.
Yeah.
But I always tell you this because, see, here's the deal with Gray. He'll have a few too many Bush lights, and he gets emotional on the Twitter. And I got to text him. I go, dude, just put your phone down. And he's like, no, I can't. But now you've opened yourself up to the backlash.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Do I like the backlash?
Yeah. Do you like it when people get nasty with you?
Is this a trick question? No, I don't like it. I mean, I wasn't really going after or trolling Iowa fans or anything.
Made your point.
I didn't like what Lisa Bluter did. I didn't think there was any.
Nor did I, for the record.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really did. Anybody that's got who understands how basketball works in a game situations would think that was
any unbiased observer.
It was, you know. But anyway, I don't want to say this because if an Iowa fan listens, they'll probably retweet it, and I'll.
It's all right. Yeah. What's wrong with that? More of the listeners, the better.
Yeah, no.
Man, these Hawk fans, though, it's great. We've had a great month for page views.
Yeah, thank you very much, Hawk fans.
We appreciate it. Our Christmas bonuses are bigger because of you.
Yeah, little brother, keep it up, buddy. Yep. How great was that to win Iowa? I mean, the biggest game in Iowa their season. I mean, obviously, you got these Woodbury, you got all these Iowa boys.
That's like the NBA finals to that program.
Oh, my God. You see them coming out? Woodbury actually was throwing elbows in there, getting rebounds. I mean, it was a big game for him, and they gave us their best punch, and they still lost. I mean, that's
And Iowa State didn't even play that well.
Oh, probably the worst game you played all year.
So you got Hawaii now.
So what's up with the bosses not sending me and you out to Hawaii for that trip?
I know it's BS, isn't it?
It's crap, complete garbage. I really
feel like this is a tournament that needs covered. The Cyclones are 8-0.
Yeah,
we should have Mr. B Clothing Podcast live from Honolulu.
We got a couple drinks in our hands.
All right. You were at the conversation. You were at the dinner table last night when Bloom and I got into it. Bloom and I have been arguing about this all week. He says it's impossible for Iowa State to lose to George Mason. It will not happen. Impossible. No chance.
Did he watch the UNI game?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's...
This is a team that has been down double digits 4 times.
Yep.
Adam.
Yeah.
4 times.
Did George Mason beat UNI?
Correct.
Okay, so what's Bloom talking about?
That's what I would like to know.
What's he going to do?
Well, listen, I don't think Iowa State's going to lose to George Mason, but if they show up like they did at the Wells Fargo Arena that day,
they could lose that game.
In Hawaii in front of like 300 people?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You've been surfing the whole day. You're probably sore a little bit.
You know, this team, 8-0, had three really good wins. Really, really good wins, right? I still don't think they've completely figured it out, Chris. I don't think they played a full game where they played really well. I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign going to Hawaii. I don't know what to expect. I don't think they're going to go 1-2, but I would be really surprised if they go 3-0. Would you? I mean, if they go?
I'm on record about this. I think if they beat George Mason,
yeah,
they'll go 3-0.
I hope you're right.
The George Mason game scares me, and listen, before you, and this is these people who don't actually like read everything. They just read a headline and then they start spouting off. I fully understand that George Mason on paper is the easiest game Iowa State will have out there.
Yeah.
I get it. I agree. It is my opinion that Iowa State, if they show up, is better than anyone out there and should win any of those three games. The game that scares me with the intangibles around it is George Mason.
Yeah.
Guys are getting out to Hawaii tonight. You know, they're a bunch of 20-somethings. You can do the whole, oh, it's a business trip all you want, but we both damn well know when we were that age, you get to Hawaii when you've been in Ames, Iowa for the last month, freezing your rear end off, you're going to have a little fun.
They should.
Absolutely.
They should.
You just don't know how they're going to react. Now, I'll say this. I think this team is much more equipped to do on a road trip like this than the last two.
Yeah.
They've proven time and time again that they're mentally tough enough to. I think they're mature. So I think that bodes well for this George Mason game. But again, I mean, we've seen now two games in a row. They don't play well to start. They're slow out of the gates. It's a boring basketball team, is George Mason. It's like Northern Iowa. It's boring grandpa basketball.
And if you don't knock them out early, it's just a slow.
That's what's, yeah. No, the whole it boggles my mind that they came back in the second half down 18 to Northern Iowa.
And did it so quick.
Yeah, down 18 to them is like 25 to somebody else.
Because the possessions are limited.
Yeah, it's just, to me, I think if they get past that game, because I think like the St. Mary's of the world are good teams, but Iowa State matches up better with those teams just the way that they play.
They like to get out and run as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it just bodes better for Iowa State.
I'll tell you what, Chris, we go out there, we go 3-0. I think we spend a lot of the year in the top 10.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, we'll go into Big 12 play top 10, I would have to imagine. You're 12-0. Going to Big 12 play. When do you think we're top 10 at that point?
Well, 13th right now in the one full.
UNC just lost. Connecticut just lost.
In the AP this week. That was weird. I mean, I didn't lose any sleep over it, but I was surprised by that.
I didn't either, but yeah, it's a surprise.
Here's the thing. In football, I like the AP poll more. I prefer it.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much more television coverage of everything. You know, you can. A writer, you know, while we're in the press box watching, there's other TVs.
Yeah.
So, like, say Iowa State has a 7 o'clock tip. Well, most of those writers are getting there at 2 and watch, you know, and then you can DVR. There's so much more to watch.
Sure.
In college basketball, it really is hard to see everybody.
It is. But here's my problem with college basketball, the coaches poll. Those coaches don't fill out the polls.
Well, and this is the same in football.
Okay, but they don't fill out.
You have like a sports information director who's generally doing that for you.
Chris, 2 years ago, I filled out a coach's poll with my buddy who was doing it. He was a grad assistant. I won't name the school. I'm not going to say who it is. He comes to me. It was a Sunday, and he goes, "Hey, Greg, I got to get this in." He even had me call it in for him.
Oh,
so we're sitting there. Fortunately, Iowa State wasn't good enough for me to rank. Otherwise,
would you have gone that route?
I would have put Iowa State number one for sure.
You would have just questioned the integrity of that school.
That's fine. I would have done it.
The fact that you even had a say in that should tell you all you need to know about the integrity of that school.
I mean, I loved it, but it's just there's, you know, they fill it out too. They do it at like noon on Sunday, and they don't even watch the Sunday games.
What about games. Dick Vitale? What do you think about him ranking Iowa State 6?
I love Dick Vitale.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's funny how Iowa State fans love this guy now.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I mean, it's obvious that he's kind of going with the flavor of the school that he'd been at recently. But you know what? I don't care.
No.
Any press that we get that's good press, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's nice to have Iowa State on the receiving end of things for once.
Exactly. So people that are calling him a fair weather fan now, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Just take the free publicity.
Yep.
Man alive. All right. So your prediction for Hawaii, 2-1, is that what you're going with?
Yeah, I'll do 2-1.
I'm going to go with 3-0.
All right, good.
I'm going to go with 3-0. I'm reluctant. The George Mason game scares me, but I think if they get past that, I think they can do it. I don't think that second round game is a big deal.
That's probably the easiest game.
I think so too. I'm not a big Oregon State fan. And I don't even know if Oregon State will get past Akron. I actually think Akron has a decent chance to win that basketball game.
Is Obama's brother-in-law still that Oregon State coach? Is he?
Yeah.
Robinson?
Yeah, the president might be at that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Randy Peterson wrote about that.
Oh, he takes a lot of vacations.
That'd be kind of neat. Now, why are you going political?
What?
That was a cheap shot. I mean, come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can edit that out if you want.
No, and that's the thing here. We don't want to get political because you're going to piss somebody off.
I apologize. That was it was good more of a shot. Man, it wasn't a shot at him. It was a shot
at
Williams.
Gray onto the podcast. He swears. And I even went over this morning with Gray what words you can and cannot say.
You said I could say that word, didn't you?
No. That was one of the two words
I
told you.
Oh, that was
you
the
could
word I couldn't say. That's right.
Man. Anyways, that's why you're the voice of the fan.
Yep.
Tell the folks about the email I sent you a couple mornings ago.
About the email you sent me a couple?
Yeah, it had to do with your Pandora.
Oh, it was yesterday morning.
Yeah.
You just said, go to Pandora, mm-hmm. Garth Brooks, enter a man as the artist, nothing else, and just enjoy.
What has it done for your life?
I've been smiling all day, Chris.
Yeah.
It's just awesome. You know, it brings you back to the good old days of
Doesn't
country
it?
Music. Yeah. I mean, before they got all into the pop country.
The douches from Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, Florida Georgia Line's great, Chris. I don't know what you're talking
Have you ever looked, just watched those guys?
No, I have no. If they sat down right next to me right now, I would have no idea
who they were. You know what you'd want to do?
Punch them in the face?
That's correct.
They're probably Hawk fans.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
No, these guys are more like, I fancy them as like West Virginia fans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. These guys are, no, but the Garth thing. So I've been doing this too. And man, it really is, it's opened my eyes to a whole new world.
Garth Brooks' Pandora is gold.
I love Garth Brooks. Now, it's not like I don't know. And you're not just going to get Garth Brooks. It brings you the best of everything. So
you're
it brings
Alan
you,
Jackson?
Yeah, it gets you George Strait.
Yep.
It'll get you a little Eric Church in there, some Brad Paisley. And it's got a mix of the new and the old. Did you watch the Garth Brooks special on CBS a few weeks ago?
I did not. I heard you loved it, though.
It honestly, best 2 hours of TV perhaps of my life. Not sports related.
I watch sports, and I have about 4 shows I watch with my wife, and that's all I watch.
What are the shows?
So we do Parenthood.
Never seen it.
It's a great show.
Who is in it?
Oh gosh,
you don't need to go that.
Yeah,
way.
No, but it's you know what? It reminds me a lot of my family, big family, really close, like the Grays. So I like it. New Girl, one of the funniest
show.
Shows on TV.
Big show, big fan of that. Schmidt is the man.
Schmidt is the man. Modern Family, I like Modern Family.
You know what? I've never seen that show, but I always have. It's always intrigued me.
Yeah, it's a good show.
I feel like I would like that show.
And you know what's a really good show? Underrated. People probably don't know. Mindy Project. That's a funny show.
I've never even heard of that.
It's the girl from The Office, the Indian girl from The Office.
Kelly Kapoor.
I couldn't even tell you her name, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, the Hawaii question that Travis Hines asked you guys in the last podcast.
Yeah.
It's a great question. I'm kidding. Awful question.
Wasn't a fan. There's no good Hawaii movies.
Yeah. The one that Bloom pointed out was a great movie. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I just never seen
it. Yeah, you
got to
see it.
I'm not doubting that it's a good movie. I just never seen it before.
It's better than the movie you pointed out.
Well, I admitted that movie's terrible.
Yeah.
But it was better than the alternatives.
Okay.
No, but that Garth Brooks special, man. I've watched it 2 times now.
Have you?
Watched it 2 times. I just can't get enough of it. We're going to Aldine and Florida Georgia Line.
Going to get there real early. Make sure we don't miss any.
I'm going to watch the Tyler Farr part of that show. He's the opener.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go and just chug Busch Lights during Florida Georgia Line. Then I'll come back for Aldine.
Does Wells Fargo serve Busch Light?
They do for sporting events.
Do they?
They serve the tall boys.
Okay.
Bloom and I went to a lot of Iowa Barnstormer games this year. Don't ask why. It's kind of nice to just go and sit and watch a game. And
be a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we always got Busch Light tall boys there. And it just kind of bounces from concert. Honestly, I'm usually super fuzzy when it comes to that point of the concert.
Yeah. You've been served maybe a little bit before the concert as well.
This is why we get drivers.
Yeah.
But the Florida Georgia Line, I just can't get in. I don't have a problem with them. They're just doing their thing. It's just it's not my cup of tea.
You don't like their kind of music? They got a couple songs you got to enjoy. I mean,
you know what? Like Cruise, I didn't think was that bad when it first came out.
Yeah.
So my buddy English, Chris English, who big listener of the podcast, fan of the website, he's the guy who played at our kickoff party. He has a band.
Yeah, great band.
Yeah, Benchwarmers. And he's telling me that it doesn't matter what time of night it is, where he's at, when they fire up Cruise, the ladies just come running. The women just love the Florida Georgia Line songs. They just eat them up.
What does it tell you?
Well,
You need to get that going on repeat at your house.
I just, you know, listen, they're doing their thing.
Yeah.
I ain't hating. Just not my cup of tea.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not as passionate about country music as you are.
For real, when I'm done with this whole sports thing, I want to be a country music DJ.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. I'm not kidding.
Like, what does a country music DJ do? Don't you just hit play and let the music play? I mean, you're not...
No,
like,
it's like what we're doing now in between. I mean, have you ever listened to, like, in the mornings and stuff?
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man, have, like, a country music blog.
And talk about what's going on in their lives, who they're dating.
Yeah.
What kind of chew they're using.
Yeah.
You know? Is it Skoll or what?
Kind of chew that they are using.
Kind of Bush Light, you know, Bush Light or Miller Light. Or
yeah, what? It's really kind of changed, though. The whole genre is completely away from that anymore.
Now they're on...
I mean, they're all, like, wearing suits and...
Skinny jeans?
Yeah. That Luke Bryan, I tell you. Like to smack the smug look off of that guy's face, too.
Oh.
All right. Here's the deal. Bloom's out of town next week.
Okay.
We need to do a podcast, I think, on Monday.
Let's do it.
Or Tuesday.
No, Monday.
I don't want to work on Christmas Eve, do you?
Absolutely not.
So we need to do a podcast on Monday morning to, well, you know what? We're done. This is it.
We're done?
Because Iowa State's going to play in the afternoon on Monday. We're not going to come here and record a podcast on Monday mid-morning.
The fans want it, Chris.
Frankly, I don't think it's worth it, though.
Okay.
Because there's not enough time to download and do all that. This is it until January.
Wow. Just be ready for 2014. I think 2014 is going to be a great year for Iowa State.
I hope so.
I mean, end of 2013 has been solid.
I hope so.
So we're going to keep the momentum going. Hey, before we sign off here, game watches, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
So
thank you for reminding me. What's going on?
So let's say first game is, what, Sunday? 22nd, right? Is
yeah, 4:30 ESPNU.
4:30 ESPNU. We're going to do a game watch at Benchwarmers in Ankeny.
Okay.
I'm going to get everything posted here later today as far as the specials. The next day, Monday, Iowa State will play. We don't know the time yet. Depends if they
It'll
win.
It'll be 4:30 after they win.
After they win. You're afraid of George Mason, so we'll...
Yeah, I'm just trembling in my boots.
Okay.
God forbid I make an objective point. Go ahead.
Jeez. You're testy right now. We'll do a game watch that day at the cake stand in West Des Moines. And cake stand will actually be open on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So when Iowa State's in the championship playing probably St. Mary's, if you you know, don't have ESPNU, you want to go watch a game with a lot of Iowa State fans, stop in a cake stand.
I'm going to be down south. So
in God's country, yeah. Clarinda?
Yeah.
Tell your parents to say hello.
I will.
Talk to your dad via text yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Your dad's looking great, man.
Yeah, they've both lost a ton of weight.
Jeez, he looks like a model.
My folks, for real, fanatics, if you're out there and it's that time of year, I know. Where people want to trim down. My parents have lost like 50 pounds. It's crazy.
They look like, yeah. Your dad is way better looking than you.
Hey, breaking news. Kobe Bryant out 6 weeks with a fracture in his left knee. How do you like them apples? What do you think about that, Jack?
You know.
He's such a pansy. I'll go D-Rose on you. What a wuss. It's what you get for not playing. That's how Gray reacted when Derrick Rose went down with his second knee injury in 3 years.
First off, that's bull. I never did that. That is absolute. Last year, I called him a pansy when he would not come back and play, especially in the playoffs when he's got everyone on his team hurt and
apparently
sick.
Kobe is a pansy as well.
You know what? I'll be honest with you, Chris. I did not like him come back this early. I tore my Achilles roughly the same time that Kobe did. The thought of going—I mean, obviously he's a
world-class athlete. You do sales for Cyclone Fanatics.
Listen, will you let me finish my conversation before you make me look like an idiot? I was just going to say, obviously he's a tremendous athlete. He's got the best in health, you know, people taking care of him, doctors, and so on and so forth. But there's no way he was ready to play in the NBA, especially at his age, to come back from that injury. I think that injury that he had now, it would not surprise me if it's because he's putting too much pressure on other parts of his body because he can't do anything with his Achilles. So that's disappointing to see. You know my favorite player in the NBA is Kobe Bryant. So
I know.
That news that you just told me, you know, breaks my heart.
I apologize.
I couldn't watch him. I watched the first half of the game. He's back, and I haven't watched him since.
He's a broken man.
It's not even the same player.
No.
It's just not. He
looks like Jordan in a Wizards uniform.
Worse. Worse, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd probably give you that. All right. We got to go.
All right.
I got to get to a meeting. Thank you. Appreciate it. We probably will not be back next week. We might. We'll see. But that game watch on... I'm going to be going to cake stand. There's just not going to be enough people who are going to be able to download in time.
Okay, that's
so
fair.
We'll wait until January.
Come out to the game watches. These are
It'll be a good time.
They're great times.
It'll be a good time. He's Adam Gray. I'm Chris Williams. Thanks to Mr. B Clothing. So long, everybody.
Go Cyclones.